I'm Bob Perot on LanarkLeadsToday.ca and 88.1 MyFM, joined by Aaron Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House. Welcome, Aaron.
Lovely to be with you today, Bob.
We are once again speaking to one of the jury recommendations from the Culloden, Cusack, and Bomberdam inquest into ending intimate partner violence in Ontario. We are up to number 64, which says the province must ensure that probation services reviews and, if necessary, develops standardized protocols and policies for probation officers with respect to intake of IPV offenders and with respect to victim safety. This, again, is speaking to procedure and really what they can do to ensure that this process, and in some cases here, when it begins, is getting off on the right foot.
100%. What we know is that it's very, very important that, abusers tend to be stealthy individuals, individuals who find loopholes and who are really, really determined as it relates to maintaining the power and control that they've had in their life over their victims. And it doesn't end because one has said you're no longer able to have access to that person. It will create challenges for abusers. And so in this particular recommendation, what we're saying is make sure that there is a standard of engagement with abusers or those who are required to report to probation so that probation officers are checking in on those particular issues related to IPV. And it means asking those questions. It means looking at the orders. It means having difficult conversations about whether or not they're going to their group, whether or not they're participating in their group, whether or not they're feeling tempted, whether or not they need additional supports. But really important to be able to have those conversations because accountability is a huge issue in our systems, right? All systems, not just probation, but systems have to look at the issues of accountability. And we know in the Renfrew situation, we know that there were outstanding issues. We know that there are abusers who negate restrictions and they negate responsibilities that the system puts on them. And there are systems in place to monitor those. And we just need to make sure that there are supports in place for probation officers to be able to navigate that and ask the very specific and consistent questions, and peruse those particular items so that we can make sure to inevitably, support abusers to make change and keep victims safer.
All right. It again speaks to this communication, and we keep bringing up that term, and it's one of those things where people would think would be obvious. You keep tabs on these people and make sure that they are being accountable. But sometimes, like it just is difficult to do so. You said it yourself, like these people, I mean, they're pretty, I guess, smart for lack of a better term. They try to get out of situations and wheel and deal, or whatever you want to say. So it can make things a lot more difficult, can it?
I think it absolutely can. And I think that when you are used to being in a position where power and control are your sources, and all of a sudden you feel the power and control being taken from you, it does create and it is fraught with reaction. And generally speaking, we know as human beings, the reactions that we have are not necessarily well suited for the general public, but they are very well suited to the people who are perceived to have put us in harm's way. And, as somebody who is out in the public often, I can tell you that, for many, many years, I have a person who monitors me and because his perception was that his family made some choices as a result of me. And so I have to carry that and I have to navigate my own safety with that. And so it's important to know that stealthy minds and people who are feeling that they are finding themselves a little bit desperate because of things that they have had at their disposal to control everything as being pulled from them. And so they naturally gravitate to who's at fault, for that, and they don't, certainly don't look in the mirror and go, "Oh yeah, that's my fault." They think about the victim and the others who have put them in that position. Even at the shelter, you know, we have people who, you know, drive right up to the line. They don't cross into our driveway, but they're sitting right at the line watching us, and you know, that's the kind of mentality sometimes that exists for people who are feeling that desperation. I'm not on your property. I'm at the line, right? And so we have to navigate with police and say to police, yeah, that's not acceptable. Being at the line is not acceptable because it's creating unsafe situations on the other side of that line. And so with systems, it's important that systems like probation are monitoring conditions and are monitoring where folks are at. And we've talked about it in several recommendations, knowing where people are at, knowing how they're doing, really navigating that and asking the right pointed questions, cautioning folks and providing them some support really does contribute to safer realities for victims.
So many people who will always blame everyone but themselves, as you just pointed out. I think we'll pause it there because we're going to talk about this more next week in next week's recommendation as well, Aaron.
Yes, that's a good idea.
All right, Aaron Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House. As always, thank you so much for this.
Thank you.
You're listening to LanarkLeadsToday.ca and 88.1 MyFM.